we do have emergency traffic. Let's get the latest now from Ricky Meese.
We have this accident at the Pleasant Grove overpass at I-15, and it's affecting traffic on the southbound flow, the main flow of I-15 in Pleasant Grove. You're going to see the three right lanes are blocked to traffic. If you're at the overpass, they're letting some eastbound traffic go through, but westbound's completely blocked with this accident and the how it's affecting the main flow of southbound I-15, including the exit ramp closed to traffic. It is stacking up delays in through American Fork. So about 200 west, you want to add an extra 10 minutes probably to get through that stretch, and then you're going to have southbound slowing on I-15 from the point of the mountain down to SR-92 in Lehigh. Lynn Thomas?
Making a move on this Monday, southbound I-15 is rolling, but a little bit slow from Murray through the south interchange on to Sandy. You have a crash on the right shoulder of the west belt. This is on the southbound on-ramp at Taylorsville, 4700 south. And if you're on 5600 south, it's rolling slowly from Indiana to Parkway Boulevard. Mark?
You got a KSL travel time early on for about 15 minutes. Now, that really does not signal any major delays. You got a little slow down briefly northbound around 6 North, again approaching Parrish Lane, but the biggest delays in Davis County come before Shepherd Lane in spots up to Lake Niels Mall, and it's tightening pretty quickly there. Right now, lease a new 2016 Malibu for just $179 a month, only at Riverton Chevrolet in the Southtown Auto Mall. Find new roads, RivertonChevy.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.